God's attributes were manifested.
Praise the Lord. And the greatest wonder that exists in Christianity today is found in the followership of the minister of William Branham. This is a man that came to present Jesus to us live. Present Christianity as it should be. Brought the totality of the Bible and presented it to us. But instead of them to receive the Bible, they reject the Bible and they are holding on to some sermon books and quotes. They are a wonder. And yet, they are hanging a picture of William Branham at the pulpit as a testimony against them unknowingly that he fulfilled his ministry. He did not give you William Branham. He gave us Christ. If you receive Christ, it will not be William Branham. You will hang on your pulpit. You will hang Jesus. Enter message believers. You need a retreat. I have another example, Joshua. In Joshua chapter 7, we have the story of the battle of Ai. Oh, glory be to God. God had told Joshua earlier on, anywhere your feet tread upon, what will happen? I give it to you for a possession. That was what happened in the city of Jericho. They conquered it. The next place for Joshua to conquer, it's not Urumi, it's I. Hallelujah. According to Joshua chapter 7. And they went confidently as they were going before. Suddenly, the battle turned against them. Those small number of soldiers there pursued the children of Israel. They were killing them. And Joshua knew something was wrong. He ordered a retreat. That is one of the areas we saw retreat in the Bible. He retreated and they began to think, what is the problem? Something is wrong. Something is wrong. This is contrary to the word of God for me. This is contrary to the word of God for Israel. When I took over this ministry, I had thus said the Lord, what is happening now is contrary to what I heard. He said, let's cast lot. Something is wrong. That is the retreat. And then we saw it in Joshua chapter 10. I mean chapter 7 and verse 20 to 23. Joshua chapter 7 and verse 20. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. And thus, and thus, and so, narrated all that he has done. When I saw, this is what happened, Joshua. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. Meanwhile, I'm in the message, oh, I'm not supposed to paint myself, oh, I'm not supposed to wear this jewelry, so. Ha. And there are certain cloth I'm not supposed to wear as a Christian, oh. They belong to the Babylonians, not the Jews, not the Israelites. I coveted them and took them, and behold, I go hide them in the earth, dig a ground so that people will not see it, in the midst of my tent and the silver under it. Hey, see the effect of retreat. If they didn't retreat and they just go like that, what would have happened? The number of casualties would have been unbearable. So Joshua sent messengers and they ran onto the tent. And behold, it was hid in his tent and the silver under it. And verse 23, and they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them unto Joshua and unto all the children of Israel and led them out before the Lord. And if you read that story, they destroy plus Achan, plus everybody in that place, all those who saw it and didn't report, all those who are aware of this nonsense that is going on in the camp and they didn't talk, all of them that day, they were destroyed. There must be separation. And what happened? Go to chapter 8, the next chapter, and see from verse 1. Now they are ready to go back to that same battle again. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. The second time now. See, I have given into thy hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land. Read on. And thou shalt do to Ai and her king as thou didst unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall you take for a prey unto yourselves. Lay thee an ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai. And Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, behold, ye shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. Verse 5. And I and all the people that are with me will approach unto the city, and it shall come to pass. I mean, when they come out against us, as at the first, that time, as at the first, that we will flee before them. For they will come out after us till we have drawn them from the city. Battle plan. For they will say, they flee before us as at the first. Therefore, we will flee before them. Then you shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the people, for the Lord your God will deliver it into your hand. And verse 8, and it shall be, when you have taken the city, that you shall set the city on fire, according to the commandment of the Lord, shall you do. See, I have commanded you. Now, take note of why I took this long reading. You will observe that when they were going to the first battle, the battle of the city of Jericho, God came down and spoke to them how they would do that battle. But going to this second battle in the for the city of Ai, because there was a Babylonian garment among them, God didn't tell them the battle plan. But as soon as they retreated and looked and saw, they dictated what the problem was, what the hindrance was that caused their defeat, then they were in position for God to come back and walk with them as he used to walk before, so that they will have victory. That is the emphasis. Somebody, you are going to retreat now, and those who are pursuing you, they will come confidently, not knowing that you have retreated, you have re-equipped yourself, you have found out your shortcomings, you have found out the problem you have, and you have been reunited again to the source of life, to the source of your strength. Your strength has been renewed, and they will be shocked how you will defeat them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It was the same problem with David. In 1 Chronicles chapter 13, he was to go and take the ark back to Israel, back to Jerusalem. But in the course of that wonderful job he was doing, 30,000 Israelites in that revival, suddenly there was a rocking of the cart. He put it in a new cart, designed a new vehicle, and put animals to carry the ark of God. Animals are carrying the ark of God. Serpent seeds are carrying the ark of God. God did not ordain it that way. The ark of God is where the testimony of witness was kept. That is where the presence of the Lord was. And he has ordained how that ark should be carried. It was to be carried on the shoulder of four Levites, two in front, two behind with a staff. Don't modernize God. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When it comes to the carrying of the ark, when the Bible forbids a woman pastor, forbids you ordain a woman to lead where there are men, you want to modernize it and bring a mommy Joe and make your wife your deputy. It is contrary. You are carrying that ark out of order. And God wanted to stop that revival. A carnal person put his hand inside. What happened when the Uzzah wanted to stop the ark from falling? He said, help him. Not knowing that it was God that was causing it to happen so that they will stop. God struck him dead. Church, be very, very careful. When you see a ministry that is ordained by God, you have confirmed it's ordained by God, there is a rocking going on. Like it happened some time ago in Brother Assembly, when I was fighting with a minister, and you want to go and put your mouth inside it, you don't know what is happening. You risk the hand of God coming upon you. That is why we study Bible, so that we know how to walk with God. You have only one duty to do. Your duty is to pray for that ministry. Sometimes it is God himself that is scattering the church. Sometimes it is God himself that is removing the man from the church. Sometimes it is God himself that is frustrating them. And then you go and put your mouth into a matter you don't know. David was smarter than that. He said something is wrong. And he withdrew. And when he withdrew, praise the Lord. Chapter 15, 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 13. This was the reason. Hallelujah. This was the reason why it happened. For because ye did it not at the first, the carrying of that ark. Levites, you were supposed to be the ones to carry the ark. He found out. You Levites, you were the one that was supposed to carry the ark. Instead, I went and designed a new modern motto for it. For because you did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us when he killed Uzzah. For that we sought him not after the due order. And I preach a message that I titled The Due Order, for Christians to know how to serve God acceptably. Praise the Lord. But and when the Levites went, we all know the story, the revival that followed when that ark was taken according to the due order. Why? There was a retreat to reconsider why. William Branham preached a message, he just titled it, Why? Why? Why are you like this? Praise the Lord. Why? 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 But a songwriter recently answered that question. Why? He says, I know who I am. Yes. He said, who knows that song? He says,
I know who I am.
What he says I am. Where he says I'm at. I know who I am.
I know who God says I am.
Where he says I'm at. I know who I am.
William Branham looked at them, looked at Christians that supposedly said they are Christians. Hallelujah. And he saw them like Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 19, saw those other believers speaking in tongue but wearing trousers, women. Speaking in tongue, Pentecostals, and painting their faces and looking like rock and roll musicians. Apostle Paul looked at them and he said, you make me wonder.
I wonder.
You say Apostle Paul didn't say so. If you didn't make him wonder, why did he say, come, come, come? You are speaking in tongues, but have you received the Holy Ghost? Since you believe, praise the Lord. And the greatest wonder that exists in Christianity today is found in the followership of the minister of William Branham. This is a man that came to present Jesus to us live. Present Christianity as it should be. Brought the totality of the Bible and presented it to us. But instead of them to receive the Bible, they reject the Bible and they are holding on to some sermon books and quotes. They are a wonder. And yet, they are hanging a picture of William Branham at the pulpit as a testimony against them unknowingly that he fulfilled his ministry. He did not give you William Branham. He gave us Christ. If you receive Christ, it will not be William Branham. You will hang on your pulpit. You will hang Jesus. It's because you have not received Christ yet. You receive something else. You receive William Branham, but you did not receive the Christ he presented to you. Believers, you need a retreat. If we are restored, then where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the Lord God of William Branham? We need a retreat. Where are the signs and wonders that accompanied the ministry of William Branham? That he said, what you see happening among me now in the minority, he said, before Christ will come, you will see it happening among you in the majority. And you are there deceiving yourselves that our revival is coming. Our revival was released during the days of the ministry of William Branham. William Branham was asked a question, will the bride have her revival? He answered, he said, it is revival that is going on now. It is the bride's revival. It must start from somewhere. On the day of Pentecost, it started with 120. Something happened. It died. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This same revival again that happened on the day of Pentecost was ignited again through a man by the name of William Seymour, 1906, in Azusa Street in America. And he has not withdrawn it, and it cannot be killed again according to divine agenda. But it came with a measure of error. God therefore brought a man, William Marion Branham, to correct those errors and give us a perfect thing that happened on the day of Pentecost to replicate it again. These signs shall follow them that believe. William Branham came, and one thing he screamed in every of his message is to let us know that our Christian faith is an evidence-based faith. Evidence of a transformed life backed up with the manifestation of that spirit that transformed you. If not, the life you are living is a moral life. Because that life that you live, that looks like holiness, filled with love and all that, it can be impersonated by people who don't have the Holy Ghost. Therefore, the spirit that transformed you, that made you live such a Christ-like life, must also manifest through signs and wonders. It must balance. Listen, you enter message believer, there's a big mistake you are making, and there's need for you to retreat. Listen very well. The Bible says a threefold cord is not easily broken. So that you'll understand why he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Now, what is this threefold cord? Enter message, believers, listen. Number one is conversion. Hallelujah. Listen very well. Number two is power, signs and wonders, the manifestation of that spirit that converted you. And number three, hallelujah, is the word. Revelation of the word. These three are the three tripods that the Church of Jesus Christ stands on. And you see all these three manifested in the ministry of William Branham, who came to bring us back to the Bible, pull us out of the denomination, and brought us back to the Bible. And you say you are his follower, and I look at it, some of you is one leg, some no leg at all, some two. You can't stand like that, you will break. But when you stand on that tripod, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nothing can shake you. Nothing can move you. For the first time, God raised a ministry, Pride Assembly, in this part of the world, that is countering what the big, big, big denominations are doing, which you could not do. Why? I had a retreat. I came back and I looked at what was happening. I said, something is wrong. And I retreated. Hallelujah. I retreated. And this is the product of that ministry. I don't say we are perfect. We are getting there. We are traveling on the right road. We are traveling on the right road. There is one way to the city of God. We are traveling on the right road. Listen very well. I say we are traveling on the right road. How do I know? It's because I recognize the need for this tripod. First, you must realize it. When I retreated, God showed me the problem in the end time message. And he let me know that they have refused to come back to the Bible. God spoke to me. They have refused to come back to the Bible. And he told me, stay with the word. That is the book I gave you. And he gave me that book in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Retreat and consider what you believe again. There was a time you were having revival. Hey, this one is revealed. This one is revealed. This one is revealed. Reveal, reveal, reveal. There was a time you said, end time message believers, so that the world will end in 1977. The rapture will take place in 1977. 1977 came and passed. Amen. We are still here till now. Now, if you preach that thing that time and it didn't come to pass, you are the, would you retreat? You will retreat. What happened? I believe this to be prophecy now. What happened? That is when God will show you that you are not understanding what the prophet is saying. Then you will now rethink again and take a different approach on following that prophet. There are men that rose up with mighty, mighty grammar and revelation, with so much charisma, because they never go beyond that charisma exercise. No virtue of the spirit. Nothing other than the charisma, the shout, the scream. They said they have a revelation. And followers, you were among them following him. All of you, different men. They are the one taking us in the rapture. Small time, they die. The rapture never take place. Would you now say, come, what was I following by a retreat? What was I following? How was I messed up like this? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You hold on to something that you know it has failed. You are still holding on to it. Something is wrong with you. Because you refuse to go for a retreat. Brethren, there is a need for the entire message believers generally to retreat. You don't need convention for now. You don't need convention for now. What you need is a spiritual retreat where you will come to each other face each other and tell yourself the truth and stop this encouragement with lying rhetorics that our revival is coming. Coming where you're deceiving the people. Need for retreat. Let me leave enter message believers. Let me come to you, the individual. You have a problem. Your marriage is delayed. Your business is not going through. Everything around you is crumbling. Imagine you have been married for so long, no fruit of the womb. Imagine, and everybody in your company, your village, in your family, they know you to be a prayer warrior. Praise God. I was in my office some time ago, and I was monitoring through the CCTV and in a room, and I was there with some ministers in my office, and as I looked, I saw a particular sister that was praying, and she can fast, she can pray, hey, and she's a very holy sister. Everybody can testify that she's a very holy sister. And I turned and I looked at her, and she was praying. Prayer point was being given from the pulpit, and she was in that room through the monitor there, and she was taking the prayer, and this was what she was doing. I didn't hear what she was saying, you know. And I quickly called them to look at my screen, all the ministers that were in the church. I said, oh, look at it. That sister is not praying, oh. I told you. And now, this is the same type of prayer. That sister has been praying for years. And your problem is increasing instead of decreasing. Does God not answer prayer again? You need a retreat. You need a retreat. You should ask, despite the fasting, despite the prayer, despite the mountain, despite the prophecies I've been receiving, why am I still like this? You need a retreat. So, by the time you retreat, sister, and all of you, every time, hallelujah, die by fire, any witch for my father's compound. My father's compound that say I will not get my document in Europe. Die. You have been killing them. You have been saying die since you enter Europe. Has anyone died? He said, now your mama children, they die. You're not like me now. We are it's time for retreat. Hallelujah. By the time you retreat, some of you, you will discover that you thought you were praying. When you were, oh, and the ministers in my office, they were surprised when I said, that girl is not praying. They say, ah, they say, hey, that's prayer now. I said, which prayer? And I quickly say, I have taught you people how to pray. When I'm praying, you people will be seeing vision. When I'm preaching, you'll be seeing vision. Instead of listening, you are busy seeing vision. Like the reason why I call your name, Okwajo, that time. I was preaching and I shouted and said, Okwajo, you think I was entertaining you? You were seeing vision. Instead of listening to me, I decided to disrupt you so that you hear what I'm saying. I will hang this message now. And we shall continue next Sunday. Because somebody must hear something that will restore you. Revive you, something that will correct your life and get you again on the pathway of life abundantly, spiritually and physically. God willing, we will continue. Stand up. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings.
like the eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to
pray. That's a prayer. One more time.
Wait upon the Lord. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to pray.
And let this be your prayer throughout this period. God willing, I still have a lot to say by next Sunday. The Lord will cause me to say something what I have benefited from. I will tell you why your prayer should not be like this. It has no effect. I'll tell you why it has no effect. And I'll tell you how to pray again. Simple. In two sentences, how to pray. You don't even know the meaning of prayer. Go to my tape archives. I preach a sermon, how to pray. And listen to how to pray there. And I'll tell you the mistake you are making. You are thinking you are praying. You are not praying. You are fighting and thinking you are praying. Listen. Hallelujah. There is the exercise of your faith. All that what you do. You must die. You must die. It's your faith you're exercising. But sometimes your faith is not enough. Then you go to He who can do all things. That is prayer. And you cannot go to your maker, your creator, the God of the heavens and the earth. And they say, do it, oh, do it, do it. I have had some deliverance minister. Holy God, do it. Holy God, move. Holy God, move. I go say, this one know who be Holy Ghost. If you know Holy Ghost, you will say, Holy Ghost, move. You are commanding Holy Ghost. You are commanding your maker. When nothing happens, now you are frustrated. God doesn't move because you shout. And you cannot command your maker. Therefore, there's no result. If only you will retreat, you will find out why your prayers have not been answered. Why other people's own are answered, your own, you're still the same. Next Sunday, we will look at this topic of retreat, part 2.